find Baruch Hashem now. We can start learning with Hashem's help. Ben Ishchai, we're in the second year. We're learning now this week is Parashat Chaye Sarah. So what does it say over here? It says Vayirachu et Rivka vayomer la achotenu at hayid la'alfei rava yirasar echad shas v'nah. What does this pasuk say? In this pasuk, Lavan is giving a bracha before Rivka leaves to her and him and the family. They're giving a bracha. What's their bracha to her? They blessed her. They told her, you, our sister, should be thousands and ten thousands. That's what they told her. You are sister should be thousands and ten thousands, and you should inherit, your children will inherit the gates of your enemies. So Ben Ishchai asks, why does it say the word at? Right? When you're talking to someone, you say, our sister, you say, you should be, our sister should become thousands and ten thousands. Why does it say, our sister, you should become thousands and ten thousands? So he's saying, he says the following. So we know in numbers, there are usually the basic numbers, there are four levels. First you have the ones, the tens, the hundreds, and the thousands. Right? There's four levels in numbers. Right? So now he says the ones are the aspect of the world of Asiya. Because there are four worlds. Right? In even the upper spheres, it's split up into four different parts. There's Siyah, which is the lowest, which is B'chinat Malchut, which is the sphere of Malchut. U'chinat also. Hey Achronat, also the last Hey of Shem Havayah, of the name of Hashem. We'll write it out soon on the board. Actually, wait a minute, because we can. So Mina will try to write it out on the board, the whole situation here.
I don't understand it, the numbers are doing what?
No, the reality is these numbers are represented by these things. I mean, these numbers correspond to these worlds. I mean, the ones are considered the lower world, the lowest world corresponds to the lowest world is the ones, is this world is like the lower world of the ones.
Right.
And that's world is the world of the tens. Okay. So to speak, I don't know, I'm not like a Kabbalist. That's how it works in the world, that's how it works. So the lowest, what's the lowest world? The lowest world is called, mean these four worlds, the lowest one's called Asiya. Right, this is, we said, this is the one, right, which is also, right, we said that this world is really the one, right, the one digits, which is the world of Asiya, it's called the world of Asiya, which has the sphere of Malchut. Got that, Hana?
Yes.
So now you come Kabbalah. Right. And this world represents the last hey of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei.
What? No, I'm sorry.
This is of Hashem's name. Okay, so the lowest world is Asiya, which is the ones. The ones are going to be the world of Asiya, which in here is the sphere of Malchut, which is the last hey of Hashem's name. That is the lowest world. What's the next world? The tens, Asarot Shehem B'chinat Yitzira. The next thing is the tens, which is the world that's called Yitzira. That's what the world is called. Now this consists of all the spheres which are going to be Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod.
It's written
in this is all these worlds. Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, that's up and home. How do you talk? Right, this is abbreviation for all those worlds. And this is the Vav of Hashem, the last Vav of Hashem's name. How many are you stuck? Ready?
No.
Fine. Then we're trying to write out all the worlds so we understand what's going on here. Then you have hundreds and stuff. Hundreds?
May I ask the Korea?
Yeah. 100 is Kriya, right? Which is going to be the world of. You ready?
Whatever,
give me a second, so let me write this out. Right? Bria is Bina, Right, this A is going to be Bina. This is going to be the Hay of Hashem's name. Right, and then the highest world is Atzilut, is Chachma. But this is Atzilut, which is Chachma, which is the Yud. This is the thousands. And the ten thousands is going to be what's really what's Keter, what's on top of all these things. The crown, right, this is Keter, which is going to be the tip of the Yud.
Fine.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Sure. We're now learning Benish Chai, the Parshat Chai Saraf in the second year. Benish Chai says, the pasuk says, "Vayivarchu et Rivka, v'yomer la achotenu at hayi la'afer vava." The Lavan gave a bracha to Rivka, and he said that you shall be. You, our sister, should be thousands and ten thousands. So now, Ben Shai says, why does it have to say you? It says, our sister, you should be thousands and ten thousands. When you speak, you just say, our sister should be thousands and ten, you're going to be multiplied to thousands and ten thousands. So why does it say the word you? So he explains that we know that there are, in the upper spheres, there basically consists of four worlds, right, which is called, the lower one is called Asiya, the next one, Yitzira, Biria, Atzilut. There's four worlds, right? And on top of that is going to be Keter. Now, the four worlds is usually the names that we usually hear of. The lowest one is Malchut. That's what you read as Malchut. That's the world of Asiya. Then the world of Yitzirah is really what they call Chagat Nehi, which is really Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod Yisod. That all those worlds are part of the world of Yitzirah, all those spheres. Then the next world is Bri'ah, which is Bina. And Atzilut, the top world, is Chachma. Right? Now he says each world also is considered like a letter, has the letters of Hashem's name. Right? It goes to, this is the last hay of Hashem's name, the bottom world, and the vav, and the hay, and the yud, which means the world, if you look for, go from top to bottom, is yud, then hay, then vav, then hay. About Hashem's name, like that. Now, the top, on top of everything is keter, which is, that's like a tip of a yud. Yud, right, you're going to say the Torah. We know it has like a tip of the kutsiyah, like the tip of the yud, that's referred to, that's Keter. Now he said it's known in Kabbalah that each world is, the bottom world is going to be the one, the next world is going to be 10, going up it goes higher and higher, the hundreds is the thousands, I guess again, Asiya is the one, Yitzhiyah is the 10, Yitzhiyah is hundreds, Asiya is the 1,000, and Keter is the 10, is the 10,000. Obviously spiritual, the levels, going up in levels, it's going high. So now, he says that we know that the Be'er and the Goyim could only get from these three. They can only get from Bria, Yitzhiyah, Asiya. Three, they get from the ones, the tens, and the hundreds. They can only get from here. They can only be a mixture of good and bad in these worlds. That's the only way they can split. They can be a mixture of good and bad, and they can start taking is only from these worlds. However, once they get to Atzilut, then the Goyim, the other nation, they can't touch. They can't touch Atzilut. So anything that comes down from Atzilut is very high. From Atzilut, that's like the highest world. And for Keter, for sure, is untouchable by the Keter. So we're saying, in Ben Shalom's explained, that's what they're telling her at. So that you can be from the thousands and the ten thousands. I mean, you can get from those spheres. You could get from Keter and from Atzilut. You could get from the thousands, the thousands, ten thousands. You could get from Atzilut and Keter, and we can't. That's that bracha. They say, we, even though we're doing our thing, you're having a bracha, since you're going to the Jews, they're telling you, you're going to be able to get, bring down the light, and connect with these worlds of the thousand and ten thousand, which is Atzilut and Keter. So that's how the Bashkai explains the tongue, only you can. Right? He asked, why does it say, our sister, you, are going to become thousand and ten thousand? They're referring to this concept that our sister, you and only you, and not us, we can't reach and draw anything down from the worlds of the world of Atzilut, from Keter, from the thousands and ten thousands, and that's their, that was their bracha to her, that only you could get from there. And therefore, the pasuk ends off, "V'yirash zareich et shar sunav." Your children will inherit the gates of your enemies from the fact that you're going to be able to take over these upper worlds.
Oh. So this, Rivka's family was adulterers or not?
Yeah, I think they, yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So she's not Jewish yet.
Yeah, but they're telling you when you're going now, where you're going, you're going to be part of this nation. Say so you're going to be part of this nation. We are not. They're telling you this is where she's going. She's ready. They're already taking her. They love her. The Bali Musters say that if you would see Lavan, you'd probably like go over there for a bracha. Like we think he's a bracha. He was a sly guy. Lavan. Why is he called Lavan? He was white. He made believe he looked white, but he really was black. They're giving her a bracha. They're also like telling her, "You're very lucky." You know, they ask her what she wanted, and she says she wants to go. But they tell you, "You're very lucky because you're going to be part of the Jewish nation." The Goyim know that they don't have the best. They just. Yeah, they're telling you're going to have the best situation. Now that we start speaking about this aspect of the Revavot, which is the 10,000, which is the aspect of Keter, the Ben Shai goes on to speak about Shabbos by Mincha. Shablachin, right? He says, by Mincha and Shabbos, we get down the influx and the light from the aspect of 10,000 from the Keter, from the crown. That's what we get from by Shabbos by Mincha. And by Shabbos by Mincha, the time of Mincha, it's revealed this huge light. And therefore, it's a very big HR, it's a very big time of connecting to Hashem. It's a very high time. Because it's even higher than Atzilut. It's Keter is just Ratzon, which Keter is really the aspect of it. Like so before Hashem created the world, that Hashem wanted everything to be good. And that's Ratzon. Everything you see from there, from that point, if you're looking from there, you see that everything in this world is Ratzon Hashem, and everything's perfect, everything's beautiful, there's no dinin. When you go to that point, everything is beautiful. So at the time of Shabbos by Mincha, we connect with the light. The lights are coming down all the way from Keter. That's the highest point of Shabbos, the Shabbos by Mincha. And it's a very big Et Ratzon. It's a very good time to come close to Hashem.
Mincha Shabbos
afternoon already. Right? And therefore, we say Pasuk by Mincha, what do we say? Before we take out the Sevatar, we say Va'ani Tfilati L'cha Hashem Et Ratzon. And now is my to you, Hashem, in a time of Ratzon. Why is it now a time of Ratzon? So he's explained one shot is that since the lights are coming down from Keter, which is the aspect of Ratzon, that's why now we say, Hashem, I'm praying to you now in a time of Ratzon, because now since the lights are coming down from Keter on the highest point, it's a time of Ratzon. It's a time Hashem is very open to us. It's a very big time for Tefillah. It's a very time that we're big time we're close to Hashem. Now let's see the first halach. It says, Tom, what's the reason la'amirat pasuk? We say the pasuk va'ani tefilati l'cha Hashem et ratzon. But Mincha Shabbos, why do we all of a sudden say this pasuk for? What's the reasoning behind speaking out this pasuk? It says mipnei because ki b'chol during the weekday be'et ha'mincha during Mincha hu et sarah. It's a very hard time. It's a time of judgment. Shmitkalin di kashim. That's revealed harsh judgment. We're in the second year. In Parashat Chayisera. The second half of the Sefer. So it says, "Al be'et mincha," but in the time of Mincha Shabbos, on Shabbos Mincha, mitkaleh b'chinat Keter Elyon. It's revealed this aspect of Keter, this very Ratzon of Hashem, and they'll be close to us and giving all good. With matbasher Elyon and Kriyat Ratzon, this very light, high light comes down, which is called Ratzon, and through this, that all the strong judgments are humble, because just like during the week, this time should really be a time of strong judgment, right? But since we have these high lights coming down, therefore, it's a very special time, and it's called the Et Ratzon, like it's brought down from the Arizal, Shara Kavanot. So that's on a deeper level. He said, Al Pi Kabbalah, why do we say this? Pasuk referring to this Et Ratzon, of these lights coming down from the aspect of Keter, which is Ratzon. He says, Yesh Ba'ol Tam is another reason also Al Pi Pshat, because the Medrash says that there were three people who were passed away on Shabbos. And the Zohar says that there were, specifically, when did they pass away? By Shabbos by Mincha. Who were these three people? Yosef, David, and Moshe Rabbeinu. Yosef HaTzadik, right? David HaMelech and Moshe Rabbeinu, these three tzadikim were Nifter, Shabbos by Mincha. Which we'll speak about really soon. Oh, so since these three tzaddikim were nifted, and also David HaMelech said a tefillah, David HaMelech said in front of Hashem, our nation is not like other nations. Other nations, where you give them a party day, a date to party, a date to be happy. They sit there, they get drunk, they act wild. Look at us as a Shabbos, he gives a day to enjoy. Look to us, look what we're doing, we're coming and davening to you. So the reason why it's Etz Ratzon is we're showing Hashem, look how close we are to you. So that's another reason why it's a favorable time. Because we're showing Hashem, look, we're not drunkards. Look what we do in our party day, we just want to come close to you. That makes it a very nice time between us and Hashem. And that's why Shabbat HaMincha already, it's the end of the day. So after all our party, we're still coming to daven to you. The way we party is coming close to you. That makes a very close relationship between us and Hashem. So that's why it's such an Etz Ratzon. That's why it's such a favorable time, specifically Shabbat HaMincha. That's why we say the pasuk, "Va'anitzu yati l'Hashem etz Hashem." Coming to daven to you in this time, in this favorable time.
As before the Torah service, not
Shmoneh Esrei. I don't know. He said we say it after Ubal Etzion. That's the minute. Maybe after the Torah, especially you say maybe especially after we also learn some Torah, we daven, we also say Torah. That's what we do. That's what he said in the next halacha. When do we say this? We say this pasuk by halacha is a pasuk zeh mimo to achak tu shasul al tziyah. After Ubal Etzion, we say this, right? We say it right before, usually right before the Torah.
Right. Sure. Mike, the question is: would this one essay is going to culminate or be higher on a higher level than a kedusha than the Torah reading?
I don't know.
If we're connecting to Hashem, and if we're saying that we're coming there to pray,
and Torah also.
And the Torah we do.
I don't know. He said the minute is to say it. Doesn't say specifically why we say it. Then he says this is why we. The two reasons why we say this passage. Right, and halacha basis says pasuk zeh amimato achar kedushat Ubal Etzion. We say this pasuk after Ubal Etzion, and then the rest of the halacha he speaks out that the meaning is to say it twice. The meaning is to say it, to say this pasuk twice. Fine. Let's see halacha gimel. Motziin sevet rabbi mincha. We take out a sevet rabbi mincha. But only shlosha. Three people go up, right? We have three aliyahs by Shabbos by Mincha, right? Why three? Keneged shlosha rishonot shem chokhmah bina adam. It's because it's corresponding to the three higher ones. We know there are really 10 upper spheres, right? Right. There are really chokhmah bina adam on top, and then underneath them were all the other ones which we spoke about before, which was Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchut, those seven Rambam. So he says, five Shachri, you have any aliyahs that we have seven. Why? Because right, we always work, the worlds, we always go upward. That is corresponding to the seven worlds. So that's first the seven worlds. So elevate, right, the Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchut. So Shabbos, morning, Shachri. We have seven because first we're trying to connect and bring down the light and fix up the seven lower spheres. So we have seven aliyahs. Then Mashalat by Mircha, we go to the top, which is the next, the higher three, which is Chachma, Bina, and Das. That's where we have three aliyahs. That's what he says, right? In the morning, we have Chachma, Bina, Das. The Shva'a, Shalub, Shachit, the seven we had in the morning, and Keneget, Chagat, Nahim, which is Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchut. And he says, just like it's important to go up for Shishi in the morning by Shachas, the most important aliyah that Arizal says is Shishi, right? Why? Because that is the ask, that is fixing Yisod, and we always want to fix the Yisod, and he says it helps for fixing up the Yisod. So too by Mincha, he says also the third world of Da'at by Mincha is also helps for Tikkun HaYisod, helps for fixing up the Yisod. He says, like you understand, he says obvious, I guess we don't know anything, but he says it's really obvious that the Da'at will correspond so the third Aliyah by Mincha will correspond to Yisod, just like the sixth Aliyah in the morning, like it's obvious to people who don't Kabbalah. It's important, just as he says it's equally important. People don't know this. People think just the morning, Shishi, that's Yisod. But he says, no, also, Shlishi, also by Mincha, is also fixing up the Yisod. It also corresponds to Yisod. So it's beneficial to fixing the Yisod, to go up for Shishi and for Shlishi. That's what Ben Ish Chai says. Oh. Shlishi by Mincha and Shishi by in the morning, because both correspond to the sphere of Yisod. Fine. Halacha Dalas. We learn new things. Halacha Dalas. It says we do not say Kaddish after we read the Sefer Torah Mincha by Shabbos. Because we're not going to stop, we don't stop with Ashrei in between. So basically, the Kaddish that we're going to say after we put back the Sefer Torah, that will go back on reading the Sefer Torah, and that will go back on reading the Sefer Torah. And usually in the morning, after we read Sefer Torah, what do?
We say Kaddish.
That's because we're going to stop again, and we're going to do, every time, Kaddish always elevates the tefillah. So every time we switch modes, so to speak, we have to say a Kaddish, right? So usually, by Shachar, we still need to say Ashrei. So first we read the Sefer Torah, we say Kaddish, and then we switch modes to Ashrei, right? And then again, right, it's also always working up the world, then we say Kaddish again before we start Musaf. Correct? That's what you do in the morning. Everything is switching, you know, went away from Sefer Torah to the finishing Shachar, and then Ashrei is really the end of Shachar. And then we switch from the end of Shachar to Musaf, right? Shachar, Ashrei is not the beginning of Musaf, Ashrei is the end of Shachar. So we go from Sefer Torah, then Kaddish back to Shachar, Kaddish into Musaf. So we think we need, however, by Mincha, we're going after Sefer Torah, right? We're really, we don't say Ashrei again. So we're basically going from Sefer Torah into Shemana Esrei. So therefore you just say one Kaddish before Shemana Esrei. Now he says, he's going to bring that the minute happens to be, when we put back the Sefer Torah, we throw in the Mizmar of Mizmar Sheol Yom HaShav. It sounds like it wasn't like officially part of the tefillah, like we need another Kaddish to separate Sefer Torah to Mizmar Sheol Yom HaShav instead of again to Kaddish. So since we're not saying Ashrei after Shemana after Kriyas Torah, so say Kriyas Torah, right? And then the Kaddish right before Shemana Esrei, that's going to be the switching of the modes. And that's why in the morning we do say Kaddish after Sefer Torah, because we need to switch back to Shachar, another Kaddish to back to Shemana Esrei. By Mincha, we just say Sefer Torah, and then right before Shemana Esrei, we're going to say another Kaddish that's going to switch the modes. And so the minute is, we have a minute to say Mizmar Sheol Yom HaShabbos, right? Either before we put back, some people have the minute before they put back the Sefer Torah, while they're putting back the Sefer Torah. He says the minute is Sefer Torah, so that's the minute of Yerushalayim. Also the same Mizmar Sheol Yom HaShabbos. Now, Halacha Hey. Says, Tzarich Lehizaher B'Tfilat HaMincha D'Shabbat Kodesh Harbeh. We have to be very careful with actually concentrating on davening mincha on Shabbos afternoon. Sheyeshba aliyot gedolot mala. It has very big and great benefits on heart. Saying it's a very great thing. That's just to know, saying it's very important to try to concentrate, especially by this tefillah. Tefillah is always important to concentrate, because here it's very beneficial to try to concentrate and try to daven properly. And now he goes into exactly what's the nusach to say in the bracha of Ad Achai. So even though the Siddurim say Umi Ka'amcha Yisrael, which I think that's what most of the Siddurim today say, you say Umi who is like your nation Yisrael, so it's more proper to say Umi Ka'amcha Ki Yisrael. That's what he says. That's, and he brings that in the Rav Pesachim who say like that.
You are like the nation Israel?
You are, who is like the nation like Israel? Meaning, he's going to say soon that there's really a pasuk in Shmuel that says Umi Ka'amcha Ki Yisrael, and another, we have the same pasuk appears twice. Once in Shmuel where it says over there Umi Ka'amcha Ki Yisrael, which is in Nevi'im, and there's a pasuk in Divrei Hayom which is in Ksuvim which says Umi Ka'amcha Yisrael, right? So it's brought down twice. So the Siddurim we have say Umi Ka'amcha Yisrael like it says in Ksuvim. He says it's better to say Umi Ka'amcha Ki Yisrael. Why? Because he says we rather say the pasuk in Navi, just like he said we make a difference in benching. During the week when we say benching, we say Magdil Yishuat Malko, right? In Shabbos we say Migdal Yishuat Malko. It's the same pasuk that appears two different times. One time it appears in Shmuel, which is Migdal, which we say, which right, and then it also says Magdil. So during the week we say the pasuk which is listed in Ksuvim, which is lower. Right? Which is the way it says it is Magdal. On Shabbos, we quote the pasuk which is said in Navi, because Navi is higher, it's earlier, which says over there, Migdal. So he's saying, if it's said in Ksuvim, which is later, during the week we say that when the pasuk appears twice, let's say the same pasuk appears twice. So we see him benching, right? The same pasuk, right? The pasuk says, Magdal Yishot Malkova Asad Chesed Nimshicha. So now the pasuk, same exact pasuk, just says, Migdal Yishot Malkova Asad Chesed Nimshicha. So what's the difference? During the week, we say the pasuk from Ksuvim, which is later, which is lower. So therefore, we say Magdal, right? But on Shabbos, we say the pasuk which appears in Navi, which says Migdal. So you want to say this, the same thing? You should do the same thing on Shabbos. That since the Navi, the pasuk in Navi is it says Umi Ka'amcha Ki Yisrael, You just say that pasuk. Anyway, the meaning most people have is to say Mika Amcha Yisrael. Oh, next he says, we say in Halacha, we say in Davin, Yakiru Banecha Yedu Ki Meitecha Hi Minuchata. That's what we also say, right? Now he says, when you say the word Meitecha, you should have in mind it's Meitecha. What's Meitecha? That he's saying that our rest is Meitecha, is from the Chaf, referring to the aspect of Keter, which we spoke about earlier. That now it is, when we say Meitecha, it means Meitecha. Our rest now is from Chaf, from the aspect of Keter.
How do you learn Keter in the Chaf?
Chaf is first letter, and Keter is Chaf. Chaf, Keter. Says Meitecha means Meitecha. He says it's from the Keter, also referred to, we speak about before, the Shabbos by Mincha is the aspect of Keter. Now he said in Halacha Zayin, when we say the words Ba'afanuchatam Yakvishu et Shemecha, right, by their rest they sanctify your name. He says a person should concentrate in giving up their life al Kiddush Hashem. Some say they're right this inside. We say the words by resting, by them resting, they sanctify your name. It's important to have in mind that right now I should think in my mind I'm willing to give up my life al Kiddush Hashem. Right? He says there's a very, very big secret in this, and it's a very great need for us right now to give up our life al Kiddush Hashem. Like I said in the Shara Kamas Api Kabbalah, so anyway, something we could connect with, even though we don't understand. He says a very, very deep secret why it's very necessary for us right now to have in mind that I'm willing to give up my life al Kiddush Hashem when I say these words. So some of them right, as far as they're usually right, they should have in mind to be willing to give up your life al Kiddush Hashem when it says these words. So it comes from that reason. If you want to look it up, it's the Ayin Hay and the Kavoshes Shara Kavanas. Fine. Let's see Halacha Ches. Also, the Kedusha in the Chazar Sashat, Ashat Mincha, also is a very big secret. Because also, this Kedusha, also when we say Kedusha, comes from a very, very high place, like it's brought down in the Arizal Shara Kavanas. Therefore, also here also we should be very careful to concentrate when we say Kedusha and Shabbos by Mincha. So again, obviously we're dealing with the world of Keter, we're dealing with very, very high things. So here also, in general, the whole Mincha we should have Kavana, but also again in the Kedusha also we should try to have Kavana. So it's very, very important to concentrate when we say Kedusha for Shabbos Mincha. So now let's see Halacha Tes. Why do we say Tzitkatra, right? After Chazar Sashas is finished, we know we say Tzitkatra, right? The three psukim. Now what's the idea behind these three psukim? So why do we say three times Tzitkatra? So according to the Pshat, it's connected to the three tzaddikim, Yosef HaTzadik, Moshe Rabbeinu, and David HaMelech, which were all nifter on Shabbos. And like we said before, it said in the Zohar and Parashas Truma, it says that they were specifically, they were nifter by Shabbos after new Shabbos by Mincha. And it says in the Zohar that the first pasuk is of Tzidkat Lakar El Kenet, corresponds to Yosef HaTzadik. The second pasuk, Tzidkat Lakim Adaram, corresponds to Moshe Rabbeinu. The third pasuk corresponds to David HaMelech, and Abadir explains the reason why each pasuk corresponds to each tzaddik. But either way, we're trying to mention these three psukim, which are alluding to these tzaddikim. At this time, now, why are we speaking about, why are we trying to say psukim which allude to these tzaddikim now? Right? He said the main reason Api Said Api Kabbalah is because we want to arouse and awaken these neshamas to make the tikkunim that has to be made right now. They need to make the tikkunim. So therefore, by saying these psukim, that each one of these psukim are referring and alluding to this tzaddik, in a way we're arousing them to make the tikkunim that they need to make. So it's, a lot of it's dependent on us. The tzaddikim, they want to do a lot of things. But you see, it depends on us in this world, we're in the world of doing. If we could arouse them to do these things, then they could work. In a way, we need to give them the power to do what they need to do. So by us mentioning these psukim, it's, so to speak, awakening them and giving them the power to fix up the big tikkunim they have to do, which are very, very necessary at this point. Tzidkatzcha, right after Shemona Esrei, after we finish, after Chala finishes Chazar Sashatz, we say Tzidkatzcha Kare'el, we say three psukim then. These three psukim, each one's alluding to different tzaddik.
My question is for the details, if there's a pasuk in the room.
Oh, so that's next. Perfect, right, that's coming up next. That's coming up.
Special,
that's coming up next. So he said to me, let's say it's Rish Chodesh, then the world's already fixed up. If it's, it's already fixed. If it's Rish Chodesh, right? So if it's Rish Chodesh, or it's right? Right? Then you don't have to say like that. Read the Shara Kavanas, right? That some, it's already fixed up these things. right? He says Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chanukah, right? Let's say Shabbos and Yom Tov, or it's Chanukah. All these things he says, the meaning is we don't say them, right? We don't say them because it's already fixed. The world, these days are so special, it's already fixed. You don't have to do all these fixed, right? These days are big on their own. We don't realize like when it's Chanukah or Yom Tov. So it's Chanukah or Yom Tov, it's such high days already in the upper world. Tikkun in a certain way is already made for these days already. You don't understand, which it's good for us to know, to connect these are big days. Usually we have to make the tikkun. On big days, the tikkunim, they're already made, they're already done. So we don't have to arouse these tzaddikim to make the tikkunim, because they've already been fixed by just by this by the spirituality and of that day. Therefore, we don't need to say tzedakah on these days. Also, the halacha also, that any day which the next day you don't say tachna, let's say the next day is Rosh Chodesh, or the next day is going to be a Yom Tov. So just like on a regular day, you wouldn't say tachon on the eve of the following day. Tzidkatsu also, you wouldn't say on...
This is only on
Milchav Shabbat. That's what we say at the top. Yes, and then also, we wouldn't say tzidkatsu. Let's say Allah Yud. See, now it feels better. We say tzidkatsu, we know. I have to try to concentrate.
Don't do it.
Art scroll. I get art scroll. You need a Ben Ishchai art scroll.
Exactly.
Yeah. But they have, you get, they have a siddur that the Sfari siddur, Kol Sason, they have, it have, brings according to Ben, it's an art scroll with Ben Ishchai.
Oh, wow.
It's a Sfari siddur, it's an art scroll, and they bring, it's Alpi the Ben Ishchai, it's like an art scroll, it's a different company, like, but art scroll, like an art scroll, Alpi Ben Ishchai, that's good. They bring down the bottom, Ben Ishchai says this, that. They don't bring down everything, but basic, like something like this, they bring that basic stuff, so. So, you guys, they have such a thing. They did print it. Fine. So now, when we say tzidkatsu, we know what we're saying. We'll say it with more concentration. Right now, we're saying this pasuk. It's referring to a certain tzaddik, and so to speak, it's awakening and giving him the powers to make the tikkun that he wants to make. So we have the chance to help the tzaddik make the tikkun by us saying these tzukkun. The more we concentrate, the better it is. Now, that's these three tzukkun. It's just interesting to mention, you shouldn't get confused. In the Ashkenaz, Nusach Ashkenaz says the tzukkun in a different order than Nusach Svar and Svar. I don't know why, but they say that they mean they switch the order of the psukim. I don't know why, but just could not get confused when you're looking at Ashkenaz Siddur and says it backwards. Fine, let's see Halacha Yud. Fine, actually we'll go to Halacha Yud. Says before you have Shal Shudis, if you say these things, these Kabbalistic things, it says you should speak out that this Lashon that says that Kinu Shudatad Mehemutash Lamatach Hadatam Kagadisha. Now he says, Reish Chai says, some people leave out the words as Erampin, they just say Za, they don't want to say the words Erampin. So let's go through the halacha of Yir'av, next halacha. We do not make Kiddush during Shal Shuris. Why? Because since this is so high, it doesn't need Kiddush. We're already dealing in Ketu, usually we need Kiddush to elevate the Suda. This Kiddush is so high, you know, right? The Zohar says Friday night Kiddush. We need to make huge tikkunim. We need to say a whole bracha for Kiddush. We need to say a whole, right, a whole long bracha of Aichulu and a bracha, 35 words Aichulu, 35 words bracha. Shabbos morning is higher. You just say Bre Gefen, you're ready to tikkunim, right? That's good enough. That already fixes up. We're ready. It's already been fixed. We're already in the mode. Once it comes Shabbos Shuddis, you don't even need Kiddush anymore. Go straight to Amitzi. It's not because we're giving you a break, because it's already fixed. He said, that's it. However, the Ben Ishchai says, it's still a good idea to make a Bre Gefen during the Suda. It's still beneficial to do it. Even though we don't need the Kiddush, it's interesting to mention, actually, there is a sheet that the Rambam holds. They do make Kiddush by Shal Shuddis. We don't hold like that. Some Chabad people, they go with the Rambam, but Chabad happens to hold, the Rambam happens to hold, you do make it. We don't hold like that.
The neighbors do it.
Because maybe they go to the Rambam. Some people are like Kiddush. Why are they there? Yemenites? Yemenites have made something to go to Rambam, but we don't make Kiddush according to Abi Kabbalah for sure, according to Pshat also, like Abi Kabbalah also. We don't need tikkun. However, it's interesting, the Ben Ishchai still says it's a good idea still in the middle of the Suda to drink wine and make Bre Gefen, but not to make a Kiddush. Not to make Kiddush on it. Like it's in Shara Kavanis, it seems like it's still a good idea to make a Bre Gefen, even Alpi Kabbalah during this. You don't have to, but it still sounds like it's still a good idea to do it. It still helps. So it could be, that could explain the Rambam also. There are opinions that do it, but basically it's basic fixing. Basically we don't need to fix this. Basically everything's pretty fixed. That's still a good idea anyway during the Suda to make Rebbe Agafen on some type of. So, not to make Kiddush, just to make Agafen on make L'chaim during the Suda. That's what he said. That's the Zen Shah Kamanis from the Arizal. I don't know. Oh. Fun. Oh. So now, also, so according to the Ben Ishchai, we're going to learn Halacha Yibbeis. He said these things we need to, whoever goes like the Ben Ishchai, everything. He says, in the middle of the Suda, we need to bring two Hadassim and to make a bracha on them, like it said in Shaar Kavanas. So basically, Shaar Kavanas, you're busy making brachas. You ever see this Sephardi guy walking out there at Hadassim? Because the Apikabal, you need it. So you need it to make Shal Shura, part of Shal Shura is making your bracha on Hadassim. So therefore, if you have them, yes, you should make it. Well, even that, not all spines. Well, after Apikabal, some of you have a minute to do this, bring two Hadassim, specifically two, one for Zachar and one for Shamar. He says,
just like the Shabbos
thing. Right? He said, and just like the Medeshchai said, there's a minute earlier, we said by the first meal to bring 12 bread. We spoke about it last week. Even though the halacha, you need two breads for Lecha Mishnah, we brought them to the Medeshchai, had to set them up like the 12 breads. Right? He said, here also, after Kabbalah, you should have 12 breads also. Here also. And here also, he says, you should do also, it's important, you should put the breads first with a covering beneath and covering on top. Just like the other Sudas, usually you'll have prepared, because that's just the way it is. You'll have, just like, right, like the man had the one thing on bottom and the bread and a covering on top. Here also you should set it up like that. Usually you just bring the bread to the table, Shal Shodas, but really it's a good idea to prepare for before, to make like the mud, right? You put one thing down and the bread and then another covering. It says for Shal Shodas also, you should also do that. He said, even though you don't have the whole reason, one of the reasons why we did it Friday night in the Shabbos morning, so you shouldn't get embarrassed at the bread. He said that was only other reasons, but there's other reasons why the Kabbalah we should do this anyway. So even though
this is the best thing to do, cover bread.
No, I'm saying usually you have one guy, you have a tablecloth, that's one. Even if you pay most people but a challah board, the tablecloth is on bottom, then the two breads, and then the cover on top, so then it's covered by top and bottom. I mean, it's just talking about usually these days it'll be covered anyway, but I'm saying if you have a tablecloth, technically that could be a cover. I'm saying, but most people put a tile tray, put a plate underneath. The point is, it should be look like it's wrapped, like the mud was came bubble wrapped with two on top and bottom. Right. Which also should come
wrapped up.
Wrapped. That shouldn't come wrapped up. Oh, also if you Kabbalah, we should say Mizmor LeDavid Hashem Ro'i three times. You know a lot of Ashkenazim this minute. And the subscribe told me the minute to say that Mizmor LeDavid Hashem Ro'i last that three times. But Ishai also brings that you should say it Api Kabbalah, you're supposed to say this Mizmor three times. You're supposed to say it three times. Now it's interesting to note three times at Shal Shodas, Shem is well three times. Yes. Sing it three times. Hanan wants you to sing it. Right? Some of you have been it. Could be that's your Shabbos home. Sometimes that's you sing. Well, three times. Chasidim also. Api Kabbalah. It comes from Api Kabbalah. Api Kabbalah. It's actually interesting who he brings it from. He brings it from the Sefer Bnei Yisachar. Interesting. Chasidim Sefer. He brings it from the Sefer Bnei Yisachar. It says you should say Mizmor David three times. He says you should say Mizmor David three times. Now it's interesting to note that this Mizmor has in it 57 words, which is Zan. Zan, which is Zan means, which is a school of a Parnassa. Zan means Hashem will give sustenance. So saying this Mizmor is a, there's something to bring that from that reason, this concept. It's famous that this Mizmor has 57 words in it. Right,
which is corresponding to the gematria of Zion.
There are 57 words. Zion, the word having gematria, same thing. Zion is Zion is seven. Zion, Zion Nun, which means Sussman. Like we say that on Benji, Hazan is Sa'olam Kula Baduba. Zion is Zion is seven, and Nun is 57. And this Mizmor also has 57 words in it. And it's a skula, it's for Parnasa to say this. And therefore, also, that some people bring down from Talmidei Arizal. They bring it on the bottom of this fancy Ben Ishchai that they bring that from Ben Tzion Mutzafi in the name of the Zohar Kaddish, in the name of the Talmid Arizal. And it also helps to say it during the week before you eat. And it helps that you shouldn't ever be lacking food. And they also bring that somewhere else. Also, Shabbos, the reason why to say specifically on Shabbos is because we know all the bracha from Shabbos, all the bracha from during the week comes from Shabbos. So specifically say it on Shabbos three times, but also some people have the minute to say if it's a good idea if you want to have Parnassa. It's another school for Parnassa. You put in the book of schools is to say Mizmor David also any time before you eat, say this Mizmor, right? You can say this chapter, which is chapter 23 in Tehillim. You can say it also before you eat. It's a school for Parnassa.
That's a good idea for you. Make a book of all the schools for Parnassa.
They have books.
And then this
they have pamphlets already. All the things for Parnassa.
They have a book, 11 pounds. So not a bigger school for Pranosan.
Now, halacha Yud Gimel. Men, men and women are chayiv to eat through the shlishes, right? With bread, just like the first and second suda, they have to eat bread. Here also, you should, yes, lacha mishnah also. You need, yeah, we said lacha mishnah also. You need. I think we spoke it out.
Yeah, we said last week. We're supposed to have women lacha
mishnah. Yeah, and right before he just said that here, according to that reason, they should even do the 12 breads. I think it's simple. Right, we said last week, all three sudas. We said all three sudas last week. All three sudas need lacha mishnah, right? We said all three sudas need. Nilach Mishnah. Fine. We said men and women are chayiv to eat bread for Suda Shlishis. What about when Yom Tov is going to come out Matzei Shabbos? So usually, if Friday night, we know you're not supposed to eat too much Friday afternoon, right? So let's say Matzei Shabbos is Yom Tov, right? If I eat now Shal Shudis, Pesach comes out sometimes. So Pesach is more complicated because you can't eat bread then. Pesach is more complicated because you can't eat bread. But let's say not Pesach. Let's say Yom Tov before Matzah Shabbos, even though it might take away from your appetite at the night, you should still eat bread for Shalosh Shodis. Right? You should still eat bread for Shalosh Shodis. Let's say Matzah Shabbos will be Sukkis or Shavuos, then also you should eat bread. Pesach is different. I think this year, Pesach didn't come Matzah Shabbos. And there you have a different issue because you're not eating Chametz or Matzah then. So you have to eat fruit. But usually, if Yom Tov is, if it's Sukkis or Shavuos, if Yom Tov is Matzah Shabbos, you still eat bread for Shalosh Shodis. You still eat bread for Shalosh Shodis. Good?
Pesach
Friday night this year. No, it's not Matzah Shabbos. Friday night. Fine. So anyway, it's not a problem. But so you'll eat. So also, this year it's kind of interesting because you have to eat. Usually, you have to eat. Yeah, Pesach is Friday night, which means in Israel it's not a problem. In America, it's kind of interesting that they eat the Shalosh Shodis right before the, and then you have the Seder. It's really late, but it's fine. Each Shalosh Shodis and have the second Seder that night. Fine. So let's see halacha yudalit. When is it? Let's see. One more halacha. Let's finish the last halacha here. What is the time for suda shlishis? It's after yudavid mincha, right? Let's say a guy wants to eat early before mincha. Let's say it's convenient. It's better to daven only eat shal shodis after you actually daven mincha. That's the best thing. Is after you daven mincha. Now, let's say you ate shal shodis before you daven. Let's say that was your scenario. You had to eat before you daven mincha. For whatever reason, your situation is you had to eat before you daven mincha. Fine. So we're saying, let's say
that range of the higher
kedusha. I said, I'll be pshat. Again, I'll be pshat. One who ate shal shodis before mincha, they get the mitzvah. You can get it, but the yabed, if you have to eat shal shodis for whatever reason, you shouldn't do it. But if you have to for whatever reason, right? This is where you found your meal. You have no meal, and this is where you are. And so you already ate one suda. And someone tells you, "Come to my house for lunch." They already eat lunch 2 o'clock, and this is your suda. That's what you're eating today. And you didn't daven mincha yet. So if you have to, you can eat it. However, you bring that from the Arizal pikabola. If you ate shal shodis before mincha, you did not fulfill your obligation. A pikabola. He says, therefore, if someone ate before mincha, they should eat again. You didn't get your mitzvah. If you can't, you missed your mitzvah. But api pshat, he said, it's fine. But basically, you see, it's not recommended. Even api pshat, he said, if you have to, api kabbalah is not. You didn't really. Yeah. However, what's the earliest I could eat shal shodis? So if you daven mincha, the earliest mincha, 6.5 hours. No. So then you can eat right after mincha. 6.5 hours already. It's considered already. That's considered already. That
right. You make your Shabbos earlier without being mincha earlier, and therefore you're in that new time.
So it's hard to know how these things work because really, these times usually come later when the day is going out. Meaning, I don't know, but I think about it. You're supposed to daven mincha later. You're always supposed to daven mincha. For sure, I mean, even halachis, but it's better to daven mincha later mincha than early mincha. Even though by davening you're supposed to daven Shabbos the earliest mincha, it's better if you can't daven a later mincha, closer to this, right? Just like these, just like Shabbos is supposed to do by the rising of the sun, the mincha is supposed to be closer to the setting sun. But whatever, certain situation with halacha, it's good to know the halacha. Halacha is that, especially that's in your situation where you're eating before mincha. So once it's 6.5 hours into the day, right, which can be a half hour after that time, you get your mitzvah. Because like before that, if you eat it before that, it's considered morning. You just ate 2 mornings, so it's not considered suda shlishis. It does not work for suda